Last week, I read a number of comments from listeners who had bones to pick with us. This week, we've had fewer comments, and I used the opportunity to go back and see what people wrote to us who contacted us by web pledges during our one-day drive in December. And that reminds me to address an issue I've heard a number of people ask about, and that's the selection of comments to be read. As I see it, I have no agenda to push when recapping people's comments. One, if most of the comments are negative, as was the case last week, that's what you'll hear. Two, please don't assume that reading a given comment means either that I agree or disagree with it. Three, if a comment has a question, I reserve the right to answer it, briefly, I hope, if I think that other listeners might benefit from that answer. Otherwise, I simply let the comment stand without comment. Four, I never assume that a comment represents anything other than one opinion from one listener, period. So let's get started with some comments from last December. Kimberly Bruton said, I love all the Saturday morning shows, especially Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Jeff and Claudia Smith of Wallace said, I like it when Talk of the Nation lasted 2 hours. Bonnie Seashore of Carolina Beach said, I wish I could give more, but every little bit helps build the future. I'm new to the area, and WHQR is what I listen to each morning. I love it. Christopher Tunstall of Leland said, I love to hear all the great stories that are happening in places other than the U.S. We need more globally aware citizens, and you help accomplish that. Joseph Bowman and Leah Yetter say they prefer All Things Considered, Car Talk, Wait, Wait, and Sunday Baroque. Deborah Flora says, I love it. William Clark listens, quote, every morning, every evening, if I'm in town. Thanks. Jeff Brown and Nancy Geimer say they love Wait, Wait and all the news, mainly wanting to pledge in support of the Diane Rehm Show. They were also glad that we helped out Habitat for Humanity. Nancy had been a hope builder for as long as she can recall. Elizabeth Freeman said, I generally love the programming. The local news reporting is excellent. I love the serious talk and the humorous Wait, Wait even more. I wish there were a lot more jazz, but skip the blues. And I love Phil Furia and the Great American Songbook. Gary Lang says, it just keeps getting better and better. Marie and Tom Hemphill of Supply said, we both love public radio. I drive 2 hours per day to work and always listen. Margola and Renee Parker say, less performance today on Saturday, please. And of course, now on Saturday, we have the Metropolitan Opera once its season has resumed. And Daniel Sanchez simply says, thank you, WHQR. Finally, here's one from an anonymous caller yesterday from Britain and homesick in Wilmington. Thank you for the extra hour of the BBC at 6 a.m. Sunday morning. It reminds me of home. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. And our feedback line is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.